So I've been praying more and more recently. I've been praying to God, God, let my star shine bright again. Let me go out and conquer the world again. I know I can do it, but without you, I'm nothing. I'm like any other person. So I've been asking God to put his hands on my chest, put his hands on my soul, and let my star shine bright again, yeah? I've been praying that God feeds me with the things that are going to enhance me. You know, take me to that higher level, that higher frequency. Remove that veil from in front of me so I can see clearly again. Do you know what I mean? It's important.
Assalamu alaikum. It's very sad news about Anthony Joshua.
Grimacing in pain, Anthony Joshua is pulled from the wreckage of a crumpled SUV.
Being involved in a horrific car crash. In this video clip, you can see him asking Allah to take him to a higher level, to a higher frequency, to remove the veil so he can see clearly. This is his du'as that he's making.
I've been praying that God feeds me with the things that are going to enhance me. You know, take me to that higher level, that higher frequency. Remove that veil from in front of me so I can see clearly again. Do you know what I mean?
And sometimes the higher level doesn't come through worldly success. It comes through calamities, through pain, through loss. Because when the veil is lifted, when you can truly see what this world, this dunya is all about, you begin to see what really, really matters. He came very close to death himself. The car was completely crushed. But he got out unscathed himself. But his two closest friends, brothers, Latif and Sina, both his Muslim brothers, they didn't make it. They were both very young, 36 years old. May Allah, God Almighty, the Creator, have mercy on them, forgive them and grant them Jannah and make it easy for their families. As you can see here, they were in Nigeria. They weren't thinking that death was about to approach, playing ping pong. Anthony Joshua just completed his victory over Jake Paul.
What's up, guys? Day after the fight, got out of surgery a few hours ago. They put a plate in my jaw, wired it up. Hurts to talk, so I'm gonna keep it short. Took the L. Respect to the man across from me.
They're in the car. Nobody's probably thinking that this is it. It's the last thing that can happen. We're all just hanging by a thread. We're very helpless, but we forget. We truly forget this reality that just hit them, and they beat us to it. Those were not just his friends. We can see they were his brothers. This is going to be very hard on Anthony Joshua. One of them was a revert to Islam, who also had been giving dawah, helping AJ with Islam, Anthony Joshua. You can see them together. There's AJ's rapping here about dua, about chasing away jinns, about striving for Jannah.
With my brother Lass, we go way back. My thing about me, you know my doctor off bat. I'm about to spit into the tracks. Let me take you back where it begins. We're making do while I'm getting rid of our sins. Praying every day, trying to get rid of the jinns. Oi, let me take you back to humble beginnings. World, what we do is win, 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 and win. Trying to get to heaven, praying.
See, brothers and sisters, death, this is the ultimate reality. And all those not yet Muslims watching, they can come at any time. That's the scary part. It doesn't care how rich you are, how famous you are, how strong you are, no matter how much money, cars, houses, or your status, you're going to leave it all behind. Alhamdulillah, these brothers weren't about what most people are about nowadays. The 9-to-5ers or the people who have made money thinking that success is just about attaining so much wealth, and then you just see people partying, clubbing, and then they going down that path of drugs and alcohol, living for desires, for fame, for this dunya. None of it will help when death comes. Not at all. Nobody's actually preparing, wanting to talk. The majority of people are not preparing for this moment or preparing for the things that will really be transferable, the good deeds that will help a person in the next life. And Islam is the only way of life that explains this very clearly. What happens when we die? What happens in the grave? The questioning in the grave? The day of judgment and our final destination, Jannah, paradise, or the hellfire? This is a reminder for myself and for everybody who's watching and listening. Islam gives humanity a clear blueprint how to live, how to pass the test of life, and how to be ready when death arrives. The most important thing is to die upon the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadun Rasulullah. He says, nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, and Muhammad is the final messenger. Just like Moses was at his time, Jesus was at his time. Holding firm to the Tawheed, the pure monotheism, doing good deeds, seeking the mercy of the creator. This is what every prophet taught, brought to his people from Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad. They were mocked. They were slandered. Just like Islam is being attacked today. Just like Prophet Muhammad is being attacked today. But if you are sincere, and if you truly ask God Almighty Allah for guidance, He will remove the veil. So let's take this as a serious reminder from this tragedy. We pray for the brothers who have returned to Allah. May Allah have mercy on them, their families. We pray for Anthony Joshua. May Allah guide him. May Allah strengthen him, ease his heart, and use him for good. As we can see, Joshua would be listening to Quran. We've seen him in the masjid praying.
It was a good conversation because understanding it gives it more meaning. So that's not actually a song. Even though it is sang in a melodious way, it's actually not a song. It's the Quran.
And now this can be a catalyst for him to take things to a whole another level, that God Almighty Allah is preparing him, that he can tomorrow be the next Malcolm X or somebody greater than that, who's really leaving a true legacy behind besides all the championships, that he can be strongly rooted in the deen, take a path as the prophets and messengers did of conveying this message, leaving behind a legacy of truth, calling people to the truth. And then for ourselves, again, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, remember the destroyer of pleasures, death, often. The intelligent person is the one who remembers death. And the foolish one is the one who just takes it as a joke, doesn't really think about it, ponder over it. Like most people, they'll make a joke about it, really want to change the subject, but somebody who is heedless of it is not going to prepare for it. And then when these moments like this come, they're not ready. But alhamdulillah, we can see from these brothers, they were out there praying, doing good deeds, giving in charity. So again, may Allah forgive them, have mercy on them, and may we take the matter serious and remember that this is something that is awaiting all of us. Is a very, very scary reality, but it is the reality, and there's no good in ignoring it. But the wisdom and the intelligent person is the one who prepares for it. And Islam is that perfect system, submission to the creator, not the creation, that helps us to be ready when that moment of death comes. Assalamu alaikum.